Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast with me, Robert Welsh.
And also myself, James Welsh. You don't have to gesture for me to go. I know where to talk.
I'm presenting you.
But we're really close and your arm's literally in my face. You don't need to be there.
Well, how has your week been?
What a week, a podcast
where we talk about
Wait, do we do that?
Yeah, I guess so.
About
no, we never do that.
No, we don't do that ever.
So you know what it's about anyway.
Brie,
she just winked at me.
Oh, sorry, my dog's in season and she's especially needy right now.
Poor baby.
Yeah, you know what, I feel like Halloween came and gone so quick that I'm ready for Christmas, and today I'm getting a huge Amazon delivery of Christmas stuff because I'm going to decorate early. I'm going to go for it. We've got like a lamp post to put outside our house.
What, like stop here?
No. Yeah, it's got Father Christmas legs.
Oh, a lamp post.
Like a street light. Oh, yeah. Cool. And we're going to make like a little Narnia scene.
If it looks plasticky and cheap, get rid of
it. No, it should be good. It should be good. It's got light in it and everything.
That's really cute, actually.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's just been a bit bixy.
I am I'm wanting to look at Christmas decorum but I can't think of a theme, whether I want like silvery Christmas.
Yeah, I think this year it needs to just be traditional. I think not like too moderny, it needs to be traditional, because I feel like we all need a bit of extra comfort this Christmas.
Listen, let me ask you people out there who have decorated your whole house in crushed velvet and silver
and mirrored
cabinets. What are you doing with your Christmas tree? I'm assuming crushed velvets
and mirrored baubles.
And those funny flamingo baubles. Yes. Who has white feathers on their Christmas tree? Let us know. What are we doing today?
That's not what we're doing.
I forgot what happens.
So we do this.
Listen, we're so busy.
The election, American election, happened this week.
That happened.
We were watching CNN nonstop
for days.
Literally, I'd go to bed and be like, right, I should sleep now.
I wake up at like 3 in the morning and be like, let me just flip it on really quickly.
I go to the toilet and check what's happened. And the numbers never changed.
No, they didn't for about 4 days. And suddenly it was like, change.
Yeah. So the election happened. There's a potential COVID vaccine.
Yeah, what a crazy
Everything's
situation.
Looking good for next year.
Yeah, I feel like 2021 is our year.
This time last year.
And by
year,
that, I mean we might potentially get to go on holiday.
Towards the end of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we can spend Christmas with our families. Can you imagine?
Oh, God. I hope so. So, Robert.
Yeah.
I have a question. And anything you've been loving?
That's impolite.
Yeah, I said that's so impolite.
I'm
yeah.
trying to think of something.
Can you just arrive with something? 1 week, just arrive.
It's been a bit of a damp week for deliveries for me.
Yeah, Rob was just complaining. He thinks everyone's forgotten about him.
Every company ever has forgot about me.
Listen, this is your first year doing freelance stuff, right?
Yes.
So what usually happens YouTube, is you get all the Christmas stuff. Mm. Then during Christmas, gifting goes very, very quiet.
Listen, everyone needs to carry on.
Keep sending him stuff.
No, I got something really unexpected the other day, and it was, oh, by the way, I don't just always talk about things that I'm gifted. That's not what
he loves gifted stuff. He gifted cries
to me, and I promise I'll talk about it.
I'm joking. He throws a strop.
No, oh my God, have I ever mentioned the Lisa Eldridge lipsticks?
No, but they're the ones that look fluffy, aren't they? They look really soft.
They're like velvet. I can't remember the name. Velvet something.
Velvet Soft, I think they're called.
But yeah, definitely called Velvet Soft. Yeah. But there's also lip glosses that go with them, and they're just a perfect combination, and the texture is beautiful, very comfortable. Beautiful. And as a nude, if you watch my videos, you know I'm not big on lip color on myself. If I look at myself wearing a lip color, I just think it's funny because I have like a beard that touches my top lip.
Yeah.
Whereas other men who can wear lipsticks with a beard, it looks nice on them. Whereas me, it looks like it's running into my beard
maybe a little bit more.
Whereas I'm just like, let it hang over your top lip and try and put lipstick on. So I don't feel like it suits me. But they have perfect, Lisa Eldridge has made perfect nude shades. It's absolutely stunning. So that's my fave.
Cool.
That's not what cool it is. That's what I've been loving.
That's what you've been loving.
James, question regarding my packages I haven't been receiving.
Right. I don't have any.
First of all, has anyone left any?
Here.
No.
I'll have to check.
Isn't it nice? This
garage.
Is going to sound like one of the most spoiled things. Yes. And actually, we'll probably talk about this more. But it is nice when you don't get any packages.
I have grown a sense of anxiety is the wrong word because anxiety is very serious, but a sense of like I need to be on the lookout all
unease.
The time.
Yeah.
Like a car pulls up and I'm like, I'm not missing this.
Yeah.
I always feel like whenever a car pulls up, that is for me. Because in the past, a car pulls up outside our window, I'm like, shit, another one.
Yes.
Whereas yesterday, nothing.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what?
Yeah, anxious the whole day.
Yeah, I was like looking up at the window. My Ring doorbell would be like, motion outside. Yeah, and I'll be checking it's a cat.
Yeah. There's a leaf blowing past on the other side of the road. But no, it's nice to occasionally just not get anything. Because look around. Look at the mess.
Yes, it still looks very unorganized.
Yeah, this is because it's constant. Yeah. And this is going to sound so ungrateful, but it's constant PR packages from brands that I've never heard of, brands that like, and it's a waste. And sometimes I'm just like, if you ask before, then like let me know, because I'll say no if I don't want to try your product. Instead I end up holding on to it forever, trying to give it away for the rest of my life. So
you get a sense of guilt for not using everything.
And
yes, you can donate, but
it's hard at the moment
with
cupboard.
James, talking about that, is there anything you've been loving?
Do you know what, I don't like vitamin C serums. Well, I do, but this is the problem, is they're usually horrible.
I ask you what you've been loving.
Oh, so but this is leading on to it. I have a bit more of a story because I can prepare. Like. So vitamin C serums for me with oily skin, they're usually very oily. They're usually a little bit like stingy and a little bit metallic.
Yeah.
But just there, you can see the back of it. It's yellow, white and orange. Yes, and it's the Summer Fridays Vit CC Me serum. And it's got nice ceramide in and vitamin C. It's a really nice brightening, evening vitamin C serum that just kind of like gives you all the nice vitamin C benefits without it feeling like oily on my skin.
We've definitely spoken about this before, and I swear it was only last week, but whenever I use a vitamin C, I feel like it just doesn't work with anything else I have.
No.
What's in that black tub there?
Oh, that's for something else. That's a hair product.
Oh, no. Exclusive.
No. No, it's just a hair
product. Oh, is that sneak peek?
No.
James is coming out with his own hair product.
Yeah, my own black hair tubs.
Spread the rumor.
So yeah, I love that vitamin C serum. Beautiful for oily skin, because sometimes they can be a little bit oily, I find, and a little bit grainy, especially for like a higher percentage. But yes, that's what I've been loving this week.
Well, that's...
Sorry. No, redo that.
I got a phlegm. Well, that's great news. So, as we mentioned the other week, which would have been last week, because we did this weekly, today is going to be our last, like, weekly episode. Only until January, we'll come back.
For this year.
Mm-hmm. Which actually isn't that far away.
No, it's like mid-November already.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But we'll be doing one, our next one episode will be when, James?
I can't remember. Marcus does this.
Somewhere in December.
Somewhere in December.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have about two bonus episodes from now until we relaunch in season two in January.
Yeah. We'll have different haircuts and it'll be slightly different.
Yeah, and we'll be wearing colours instead of black.
But don't fret. There'll be other things along the way.
Yes, well, don't worry. You will be actually getting more content from us throughout our other social handles. So keep an eye out for what's going on.
Your
over
eyes
there.
On
what's going on.
So what we thought we would do today is kind of like, you know what? Oh, it's been a year. This is kind of our like year in review of everything. What have we learned as influencers, as people?
This is about us today.
As Americans.
No. As American citizens.
But what have we learned as people?
Yeah, I thought it'd be nice to kind of like look back at the episodes that we've done before and kind of, you know, rediscuss those and see what's come from those and if we've changed our minds about anything.
you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. You know what would be fun? No, actually, that doesn't count.
No, go on.
No,
no, no, no, no, no.
No, if it's not fun, we'll just leave it out.
No, no, no.
Okay.
So it wasn't going to be fun at all.
I was going to say, we can grab a product and we can shut our eyes and try and guess what product.
No, I thought that was a good idea. So let's go through each of our episodes.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. And talk about the subject a bit more.
Okay.
So this is what our first episode was on the 6th of April.
Yes.
We were in a lockdown in April.
We were
started recording this on separate sides of the world.
Yeah.
We were separate sides of the world.
Yeah, had to do this over FaceTime.
Yeah.
So our first episode was an accidental episode because it was
just meant to be an introduction.
It was like, I'm Robert, I'm James,
and welcome to the podcast. Robert.
Yeah.
And
now,
this is our podcast.
We can talk about business, boy.
Yeah, listen now. So it was called Suspicious Sponsorships.
James is a 1950s detective.
Suspicious Sponsorships. Mm. And we kind of went off on a tangent about how we, as pretty new influencers, discover the way not only brands but influencers work when it comes to sponsoring people and working with sponsorships. Mm. We say, you know, there's a few dodgy little goings-ons, and we talked about how we felt personally taking sponsorships. Robert Welsh, is there anything you've... What's your now thought about sponsorships?
You know what? I feel like sponsorships are great. If you're very transparent about it. I was watching a video just recently, and let me say, for example, I'm advertising this coffee, right?
Wow.
There's something to me, I think we've both mentioned it before, we take sponsorships from companies, brands we really trust, products we really like, and there's something about a heavily scripted sponsorship where I'm like, you are so when you get a sponsorship, you get given like key points to make,
and they always say, brand always says, please hit these key points
in your own words,
your own experiences,
and then anything else you want to add.
Exactly.
On. So I was watching a sponsorship the other day, and it was like, and you can do this and this, say goodbye to this forever. And it just felt very heavily scripted. So I think what's kind of been drummed into me a little bit more, because although we are influencers, when we're watching videos, we are viewers, you know, we are people who have opinions like humans do. And if we feel something is forced on us, you know, or something doesn't seem genuine, I think it's very, very obvious. So I think to me, it's even more a point now to take just,
you're going to have to finish that crust.
I'm sorry. I've got Christmas baguette.
Tis the season.
Yeah, I think it's even more so important now to take sponsorships that you genuinely like, in companies you really like working with. You know, I think there's some points. Recently, I was sent a message from one of my friends online, and she does really great videos, and she's mainly like one brand focused. And she was sent an email from a company that we've both worked with before. And she messaged me to see it was genuine, because they mentioned us in the email. It's like, we've worked with these two before, you know, all this. People like them. Mm-hmm. And
I hate it when brands do that.
I know. Right? And it just seems really... shit, I forgot what I was saying.
Were you going with a positive or a negative about this?
Positive, that was it. And it seems like now brands are reaching out to some, I hate saying words, smaller creators, because these are people that have a good size audience, but they're reaching out to people that do have a smaller audience.
Creators who just create good content and get like good engagement. Because as we mentioned before in a lot of our videos, that what makes you, in our opinion, a good influencer, of course, isn't that, well, not just in our opinion, by analytics, isn't just the size of the channel.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think a lot of brands are starting to notice now that they can get really good content, first of all, that if they want to, they can repost from like smaller, in quotations, creators, newer creators. One thing we kept mentioning is that you have to trust the influencer that you're following, because that's the thing, is like, you need to trust that the influencer is working with brands that they only like. And so before we, a bit about BTS, before we...
That means behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
I didn't know that. And I was like, why does everyone keep talking about BTS?
No, it's behind the scenes. Well, they're talking about BTS as well. But when we first started our podcast, we didn't actually have a management. Mm. A management. Mm.
The one.
The one. And one thing that from like an influencer point of view, the difference between getting sponsored jobs with having a manager and not having a manager is insane. The stuff you can demand, not demand, because we don't make demands. We're not like, I want to work with Gucci.
I must have grapes.
Yeah. But you can be like, they send you the contract through.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I'm not saying that. I won't talk about that. Mm. I'm not doing this. Mm. And then the manager's like, yeah, check with them. That's absolutely fine. Whereas when you didn't have a manager, it's like, oh, well, I don't want to do that. I don't really want to talk about that. They'd be like, well, that's the contract. And if you want to get paid,
we are paying you £50.
It's great exposure and you get a gift voucher at the end of it.
Brands can really take the piss, can't they? They can really be really nasty. And
there have been brands I've worked with, right? And I don't think brands realize how, especially the skincare community, whatever size your channel is, whatever size your following is, a lot of us talk. Do you know what I mean? Like, even when there's like someone new in the community, we all kind of like follow each other. Mm-hmm. There is a brand that I work with a lot of creators, especially in the skincare world. Mm. And someone messaged me, has a very good, a decent following, but even more importantly, a very good engagement rate. And they said, this brand has got in touch with me and told me they don't have a budget. And I messaged back, I was like, well, they do have a budget because I know this person, this person, this person. So, you know, brands still do take the piss. And I think that's what my personal opinion on sponsorships have changed, because when you look at people with management, now I know that they have a lot more freedom in what they can do. They can bend the contract. Yeah. They can say yes and no to stuff. But then that, in the same sense that we get a lot of offers, so that then doesn't stop a different kind of influencer just saying yes to everything, whether they like it or not. But then I think that's like when you said, when you see them literally reading off a script, that's when I think it's kind of a bit like, oh, okay.
It's kind of like, have you used this product? What is your personal experience with this product? Because I can hit the points and be like, it's this, it does this, it does this. Then my experience is, I, you know, I love it. I've had an amazing time. It's done this. I've had an amazing time.
I've had an amazing time.
Me and this next week. Me and this eyeshadow palette have been through everything together. But you can talk about it and how much you genuinely love it. I feel like if I really like a product, first of all, I tear up on camera for some reason.
Yeah.
But then I get excited about it and I genuinely want to share it with people, you know? Whereas people, it's just a little bit like, now swipe up for a discount. Yeah. Do. It's like, come on.
Check the description box.
Are you not like energized about this product and this brand?
And that's the difference as well. I wonder, because, you know, there are some brands that I'm like, right, I need like a couple of weeks to a month to try your product. Or there's brands I've already worked with that I'm like, oh, I already know I like that product. I already know I like that product. Like, don't tell them. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't tell them I already like their brand. But yeah, I think like you still have to like be wary of like who you trust. And it's nothing to do with like how much they're being sponsored or how many sponsored videos they're doing or how regularly they do it. That's all the same. I just said the same thing three times in three different ways.
Yeah, it's good vocabulary.
Good vocabulary. Sorry, the bin people are going past.
Yes, yeah, so if you didn't hear a dragon in the background, it's actually just
metal
bin
dragon. I think it's interesting. I think from a behind the scenes as well, a lot of sponsorships were held off during the first outbreak of COVID, right? So we got our management and then we had like these offers and then we had to wait. We had to wait like 3-4 months. So then all of a sudden I was doing like three sponsored videos in a week because I had these contracts to fulfill that should have been nicely spread out through, which I didn't mind because it makes sense. And obviously our AdSense went down.
And so our management spread them out as much as they could for us as well.
Yeah,
everyone was very understanding.
Yeah, it just makes sense during that kind of time.
But here's the thing to close up about what we're talking about, sponsorships. I think we said this before. We've just, well, we haven't, but, you know, the US, for example, have just gone through a week of using their votes and doing whatever with their votes.
Using their votes.
Using their, use those votes.
Yes.
Very inspirational. I think we see, I should be president. I think we've said this before, use your subscribe button or your like button, whatever, is, or your follow button is a form of voting for that person or giving that person a platform. If you don't like their advertisement, unsubscribe.
Yeah.
You know?
So this is
you
what
put
like,
that person in that place.
Yeah.
You know?
This is like, I got an advert, like a comment from someone because I did a sponsored video recently of a brand that I absolutely love and that I've been using ever since I came onto YouTube and started talking about skincare. Mm. And someone left a comment saying, I don't really trust this video, it's sponsored, like how do I know you're telling the truth? And I was like, you don't know if I'm telling the truth. Yeah. I replied and I was like, you know, it depends how long you've been with me. If you've been with me for a couple of years, you would know I absolutely love this brand anyway. You see countless unsponsored videos. I was like, but you don't have to believe me. Yeah, like if you don't want
that
to
subscribe button, yeah, or that thumbs down or that thumbs up button.
Exactly. You can unfollow me, you can not watch the video, which makes just as much a dent as a thumbs down. Yeah. Like, you know, you don't have to always be like, I don't trust this, I don't want this. And but then in the same sense, you don't have to think that every sponsored video is some kind of trick.
Exactly. Exactly.
some kind of trick.
First.
So the next episode, well, not the next episode, but the next one I think we should touch on is frown lines and fillers. How much work have you had done this year?
This year I had, before we went into lockdown, I had a panic nose top up and Botox. It was
the most annoying thing. So we were going into lockdown. Oh, hang on. We should say that me and Robert are our neighbours, so we're like locked down together, basically, between two houses. We don't see anyone. Mm-hmm. We're not going anywhere. Not that we would want to.
We don't
anyway.
Go food shopping. We order.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Food shopping. We don't order food. Every
we don't
day
order before. Food. Yeah. Well, kind of. So lockdown has been announced, and it was going to be Wednesday. No.
Yes. No.
Thursday. Yeah. Effective from Wednesday midnight. Mm. And Robert was trying to book in his filler, and he was like, oh, okay, I've done it. I booked him for Thursday. And I was like, no, you can't do Thursday. I was like, okay, I booked him for Tuesday and Thursday. It's like, you don't need to do both, because Thursday will be locked down. It was such
I went there,
panic
and
filler.
I was like, sorry, I booked in 5 appointments, and then cancelled them all. But I had that done, and I had, I tried a little bit in my cheeks this
year. Oh, did you?
Yeah,
oh,
I didn't even notice. Just 1 mil. It made a tiny little difference. And that was mainly for like pictures, a side profile, nothing crazy. I don't mean like massive cheeks. I'm trying to think what else I've had. That's it. That's all I get. Yeah.
What date was that? That's it.
Oh, I had under my eyes filled in earlier in the year, but I don't see the point.
Yeah. I mean, I had my under eyes filled in last year. And at first I was like, I don't see the difference. But then looking back, I was like, oh, actually.
It makes a very subtle difference, but I don't think it's life-changing enough to spend your money on it.
It made a difference to the point where people stopped telling me I look tired in my videos.
Right.
Which is the most annoying comment, because people were like, you look tired. It's because I fucking am.
Are you tired?
Are you not tired? I had my nose done. I had cheek. No, what's this bit called? Jawline filler. And that was it. Since then, that's it.
Yeah,
I've had IPL. I'm having IPL on my rosacea, which is like laser that targets instead of a precision piece, it kind of explodes in your face and does like everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's all really.
Oh, and I had a haircut.
That doesn't count. That's too permanent. So that's pretty basic. We've had work done still.
Yeah, and there's no shame in that. Some people always come in like, I don't mean to.
Yeah.
Well, I think I posted someone's comment on Twitter recently because it really confused me. And somebody said, Robert, you look really different. And then he put forehead? Question mark. I was like, that really doesn't make sense. And I replied, I've always had a forehead.
Oh.
But now I'm thinking maybe they're doing Botox on my forehead, which wasn't, which I had Botox.
Oh,
ages
I had Botox.
Before that.
I had Botox.
Yeah, yeah, which I had ages before that. Mm. But yeah, no, it's fine.
He's always had a forehead, everyone.
Yeah, it's always been
that's
there.
How you tell the difference between us is I have a forehead and Robert
and
doesn't.
Mine goes eyebrows into head.
They're as thick as each other. Okay, the next, well, not the next, but the other episode was Copycat Creators, where we talked about originality within the realm of YouTube. Now, I don't think we mentioned it really, but this was actually inspired by...
I think we did.
Did we? This is actually inspired by someone who was literally copying our podcast episodes. We're not going to name and shame, but it was to the point where, like, we were watching these videos. And we did say this. We were watching the videos. And it was like, that's exactly what we said. Like, that's literally our words coming out of their mouth. Yeah.
If you haven't listened to the episode, go back. Because it was the weirdest thing. Because we, on like we were saying, online, nothing is original anymore.
No.
And we both get messages like, oh, someone did this look and it looks like yours. Or somebody did this video and you use this product. It's like,
I always get this comment, James did it first. And it's I didn't do it first.
No one's done anything first.
It's not my idea to
exactly. So we don't it's not like offensive to us if somebody has the same idea. Recently I have a series on YouTube called doing my makeup, you know, with techniques I hate, and it's and I did a video recently and it was doing my makeup with only shades that I hate, and I got inspired by people requesting like an olive eye look, and I was like, I fucking hate olive on me because I'm greeny yellow anyway.
Right.
So I was like, hey, let me do it. That's a good idea for a video. And then I got a comment, and she's a YouTuber and has amazing makeup skills, and she actually does all the visuals for the Pat McGrath eye shadow visuals. And someone was like, she did this a while back. You should credit her.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh, well, I didn't actually get the idea from her. This is how I got the idea. So I messaged her because we follow each other. And I said, this is a dumb message. And I'm sorry for even sending this in the first place because I know you don't care about this kind of thing. I did this video. Somebody said you did it. I just want you to know that I wasn't ripping you off. I wasn't like trying to be, what's the word, malicious by not crediting you. I really, it's just like I popped in my head. And she was like, I don't even care. Thank you for sending me a message. Like, it doesn't bother me. But then I typed it into YouTube, and Soph Does Life did it, and like loads of people have done it. Nothing is original on YouTube anymore.
No.
But so we get that, but
yeah,
this person is making videos, and actually
we're not even angry about it. We find it quite funny.
We did an episode, and what basically the pattern has been, we release an episode that week, they release a video later on in a week or the week after
that with the same topic
with the same topic and the same points that we bring up, to a point where it's almost like they've written down our conversation and said it, because we watch a video and it's like they're having a conversation with themselves.
Yeah, it's like, because it sounds
and,
like
yeah, and they're ad-libbing like we do throughout the thing, like it literally sounds like us in the video.
Yeah.
And then we posted, is that what you call a podcast episode?
I don't know, yeah.
We uploaded a podcast episode. And then literally the next day, this person was like, wow, so many of you have been asking for me to make this video. And it was on the topic of our video, and it was a Q&A with us as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
So it still carries on.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
No.
Like, this is the thing. Like, again, we get that people are going to do the same topic or stuff. That's not the issue. It's literally watching that video and hearing your conversation back. It's the weirdest thing.
It was really strange because it was like me and James had a conversation. Oh, but actually, and then that. Oh, but actually, then would this point in... would be exactly the same. It was the strangest thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny when you watch someone use words, especially when it comes to skincare, that they don't really understand what it means, and then they're trying to form a sentence around
it.
So it's like that, but they're changing it slightly, and it then doesn't make sense because they don't really know what that word means or what that ingredient is.
Yeah.
It's little things like that, but no, I still get it to this day about what happened. Like, so I did a video about where I destroyed my, it's called Destroying My Skin With Products I Hate, or like full skincare routine of products I hate. Hiram, who I always mention because he's like really the only other boy that does,
sorry, boys. I was just grabbing my other coffee.
The only other person, the guy that does dedicated skincare,
sorry about this,
did a video, oh my God,
sorry about this.
Did a video called,
sorry.
Oh my Christ,
I'm just gonna mix my coffee. go ahead.
Did a video called Destroying My Skin With Products I Hate, or something like that. Same thing. And there's this one, I'm not going to say a name, but there's this one person who I always see comment on people's videos like, James did this. This is James. Like,
don't
you're copying
do
James. Don't do that. But also, that wasn't my idea. Like, I didn't, well, it's not, wasn't not my idea. I've not seen someone else do it. But as I mentioned, I get my ideas from makeup. So it's like use full face of products I hate or skincare products I hate. It's not an original idea.
No.
So when people like are commenting like this person's copied you or you've copied them or so-and-so did this format better,
It's annoying.
It is annoying. And there's a difference between copying directly when you're copying someone's words and turning it into a script and then being inspired by them, which then you credit them, yeah. and then just having to come up with an idea. You're trying to release 3 videos a week. Like, what a new concept every time? You know, it's impossible.
But then also, right, say you came up with this new concept, right? A new, like, type of video and it was completely yours. It was something that's never been done on the internet, which is next to impossible. Then someone else uploads a video about it. Are you going to be like, hang on, I was going to do this video again and again and again. It's only my video. Are you going to be annoyed that someone copied it anyway? Me neither, because that's how YouTube trends start. Is that you don't have to credit right down the line to every single person.
That's what I said to this person as well. I was like, if I credit her then looking it up on YouTube, now I'm going to have to credit every single person that did this concept. Yeah. They deleted their comment, actually, which I think is cowardly.
Cowardice.
And I said to him, I was like, I messaged her, she's fine. Because it's like, why do you have to defend people because you think someone copied someone's structure? Someone's... thing, defend them if they're insulting your favorite creator, sure, why not? But if somebody's just like, you know, made a video, like, you don't have to, like, they did it better. We're not teams, we're not taking sides.
No one's competing.
We all make our separate money. It isn't like James is going to make less money because somebody did a video. Don't feel you have to do that.
Yes, it's cowardly.
Okay. Cowards.
So how about beauty blunders, biro brows and acid toners? So that's where we talked about stuff that we did in the past that was really awful. Have you done anything this year that completely destroyed your skin or something that you were like, why the fuck did I do that?
I spoke about using too much retinol, didn't I?
Yeah, we spoke about
that. You did in the previous video, yeah.
Yeah, you shamed me for that not that long
ago. Well, because you're an idiot.
I'm trying to think. You know what I did do recently on Halloween?
I posted
a video with a special effects makeup artist, and we did like, it was like my first time doing special effects, and I used like drugstore products and she used like proper special effects stuff. And oh my God, that stuff fucks up your skin.
Oh really?
So bad, so, so bad.
Why? Because it sticks to it?
Well, the glue you put to your skin and then the stuff you use to take it off, my skin was dry.
Okay, so we recorded something together. And we use a product I'd never used before. Oh, I'm still dry. I'm still dry from
it's,
it.
Honestly, ruined it's the my worst skin. Thing. Like, I take full blame for that because I should have known that was going to destroy
but, you
skin.
But, you know, I've used stuff that can be considered quite harsh on the skin on my skin before.
Yes, but this but was in that form, silly behavior.
Yeah, it was reckless behavior.
Reckless. Friday's video on my channel.
Yeah.
Reckless behavior.
Mm. And you?
That's my one, was what we did. I was going to say, like, what we did. Me knowing better. We were inspired by something else to do.
We copied someone.
Credit will be in the description box. So yeah, going back to that destroying my skin video, like, you do certain things for comedic value or just kind of show that that you shouldn't be doing this. This is what it's going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I think even just as like someone who reviews skincare, every like month or so you use something, it's like, oh, my skin didn't agree with that, and I still haven't learned. Like,
I think that's as we try new things, also, like, things can fuck up. I bought a new brow product recently. I always go on about the Pink Honey one, and somebody sent me a message. I was like, oh, try this. And I was like, oh, this actually looks really good. And I tried it, and oh my God, my brows are fucking terrible.
Why?
It was so bad.
The products together
just didn't quite work together. No. And that was like a big fuck up for me. But
yeah,
it happens, you know?
Christ.
We try new products. Unfortunately, we can't refund them all.
Let's talk about influencer inclusivity. This is when we had our first guest on the show. That's Audra. Audra at Home, whose videos I'm like upset. I just play them in the background all the time, like listen to them. And so yeah, Audra was our first guest, and we talked about what it was like being like a newer Black creator. You know, at the peak of this movement, and how brands were kind of like treating her, and how she saw all the, in quotations, activism online.
Right.
You know, just kind of like get a point of view from someone who's actually within the Black community, not just us sitting there talking about it. Touching on that now, I think one thing that I think we've talked about briefly with Angelica, actually, another guest, is how what's kind of come of that now is I'm seeing a lot of Black creators that I follow asking where their engagement's gone.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that's happened is a lot of people, to put it very bluntly, started following loads of black creators that were popping up everyone's timeline and For You pages because people were trying to discover more black creators. And it's amazing that the algorithm were actually showing black creators to us. What's happened now, though, however, is people went on following sprees of black creators to be like, look, I'm not racist.
I followed 10 black people today.
It's a social media equivalent of like, I have a black friend. I'm not racist. And the problem is now is that they're not engaging with their posts. So I've had a chat with a few people on Twitter, a few black creators who was like, they had an amazing kind of like peak of followers and they got all these followers, but now their engagement shit because no one truly is engaging. And that overall
damages your kind of platform.
Yeah.
Because if you have all these subscribers and or followers on Instagram and you're pointing stuff out and no one's liking it or no one's sharing it or no one's commenting, it shows that platform that people apparently aren't interested in your stuff.
Yeah, and that's why like following bots
and then like it doesn't then get on your recommended page or it doesn't get shown even to sometimes if you're subscribed to someone, the video doesn't necessarily show up all the time for you unless it's had like good interaction.
Yeah,
and it won't show up on your explore page on Instagram, for example, or your For You page on TikTok, wherever you're on. I'm gonna dribble.
Why are you dribbling?
I'm just really hydrated today.
Okay.
That's what happens. It leaves your body in some way. You're detoxing through your body.
Yeah, yeah. Some detox tea.
So it really does damage people. So you saw all these huge creators being like, tag me in your favorite black creators. And then what? And now what?
Yeah, what are you going to do now?
Like, now what happens? Yeah. So, like you said, I think for us, it's very prevalent.
I don't know what the rest of your sentence is. So
on our
sure.
timelines, it's very... Yes. Yeah. On Twitter, a lot for me is a lot of people being like, okay, I have no engagement.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I went from this to this.
Especially over on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's very disappointing.
I mean, from a skincare view, there are a lot of brands now, like black-owned brands, truly black-owned brands, not brands that are aimed at black people, that have done so well. And now they're selling in like all types of different, like, not just online, but in Sephora. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it gave a lot of brands the push that they deserved. But yeah, it's annoying to see so many black creators complain about the lack of engagement, not because they're complaining about lack of engagement, but because... the fact that people, it was just like
a novelty thing It was like, my thing this week is to share black creators and share black companies and do all this stuff. And it just, for a week?
Yeah.
I think it was. And that's why I think when it came to it, I didn't necessarily like share loads of people. Like, well, I mean, me I follow either. Loads
that's
of people anyway.
We're saying with Audrey. This is the things like, we're saying with Audrey is like, we're not like, we didn't rush to kind of like, post our top list of black-owned brands because if you probably already own some black-owned makeup brands, and I, to be honest with you, didn't own any black-owned skincare brands. But you know, I'm still trying them. I want them to become part of my everyday life. I don't want to quickly push them out and then they never be heard of again. So I don't know. I feel like there are pros and cons to that whole movement. And I think... In terms of social media, obviously not, in terms of social media, I think it's the effort that people are putting to kind of support through social media and give the attention that the creators deserves needs to carry on. Or if you're not interested, unfollow.
Yeah, that's all. It sounds terrible, but it helps so much more than you being some ghost follower who you're actively not participating in that person's content. You're actually damaging them more than just unfollowing them. Oh, I'm gonna burp.
You're dribbling, you're burping, you're detoxing.
Hydrated.
Hydration.
Skinny tea effects.
Yeah,
My journey was skinny tea.
We need to have Audra back on. Everything I've done with Audra, everyone like loves her.
Yeah, I think she'll make it. She did something the other day that I was like, we should get her back on and talk about that. And I can't remember what it was.
She was doing a live last night that I managed to catch, like, because I'm usually in bed when she starts her lives, but it's just about relationships. It's so funny.
I always miss her insomnia ones that she does. I watch them in the mornings after she's just finished.
We'll
have a bag out.
Did you had enough? Were you going to say something?
No.
Robert and James complained for 52 minutes. That was a really popular episode.
I can't even remember what we're complaining
just
about.
Just everything.
That.
I think. Do you know what we complained about? Is James Charles having a go at people. It was part one of the things, having a go at people. Yeah, yeah. And like, we've reflected on that. And I've actually bought Lauren Conrad's skincare. It's very good. Do you know what? Yeah. I have a complaint.
Go.
Lauren fucking I love Lauren Conrad. I think she, it makes sense for her to have a brand because she's a lifestyle brand. That is her brand as a person. No one's talking about her skincare. Whoever her marketing team is should be fucking fired because no one's talking about it. If people
I've seen nothing
out,
about it.
No.
I've only seen bad things about her makeup, and that's because she released like 2 bronzer shades.
Well, her demographic is white LA girl who tans too much.
Yeah.
In the politest way possible.
Yeah.
I love you, Lauren Conrad. but I've seen nothing. Skincare is huge at the moment. Like, the products are pretty much everything people want in skincare nowadays. They're fragrance-free, they're clean, in quotations, which doesn't mean shit, but what that usually represents is that they're a responsible brand. They're very, very basic in the best way. It's a really good, stable skincare line. Stable? Stable. Like, it's good.
It's fine.
Yeah, stable.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Stable sounds like it's not going to explode. Basic.
Yeah, but the table's stable.
Staple.
No, staple means it's like is within your, like, oh, it's a good staple to have. Oh, okay, fine.
Stable means
as a brand.
It's unstable.
But I mean, like, as a standalone brand, it's stable.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That means it could be potentially unstable.
Right, listen, it's a good brand. It's a good brand. And no one's fucking seen anything of it.
I've seen, no one's seen that anything. Her makeup isn't very inclusive, which it's I think not. Is inexcusable for a company.
It is
now.
Inexcusable.
And I know a lot of people are like, oh, but
do you know what? What's even more inexcusable? And not that it's inexcusable at a lower level or a smaller level, but it's not just her. It's Lauren Conrad for.
Oh, is it for someone else?
I want to say Lowe's, but I feel like that's actually
a
DIY.
Yeah, it's a department store.
Lauren Conrad, hang on.
But I think, so here's the deal, and I think we've spoken about this before on here as well. I would get, like, no, I wouldn't get it, but she is in America. She is American. She is in the United States, where every single person that could potentially exist lives. And you're coming out here with a makeup brand that is suitable for only a few people. I think, have we spoken about this before in here? Yeah, we have. Ridiculous in my point of view. And bronzers, come on. There are drugstore brands, there are independent brands that make a wide range of products for everyone, include everyone. Is it expensive to make? I don't know. But I would dedicate, let's say, for example, Rare Beauty that just came out with all their range of colours, all their shades. First, you know, thing coming out. That's what they got right first. Get that right first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Anyway, I think we spoke about this before.
It's Lauren Conrad at Kohl's.
Kohl's?
Kohl's. What is that? Is that like Walmart, but with clothes? I don't know.
I thought that was a camping shop, but...
don't know. yeah, kind of inexcusable. Skincare is fine. It's good. Very basic. Mm. But no one's fucking heard of it because they've made no effort to push it out anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's annoying. Really annoying. And I want to do a review video, but does anyone actually fucking care?
I wouldn't watch it. I don't care.
Well, this is the thing.
Staring at the blank page before you open up.
Sibling Secrets was another really popular episode.
Yeah.
We don't have any more secrets, do we?
No more secrets.
You know all our secrets. Oh, American Dream or Pyramid Scheme.
Oh, that was
That's when we had Blair, aka Illuminati, on. That was really good. If you haven't seen her channel, go and watch it, because I was in shock about the body shop. I just hit the table.
That's crazy.
The body shop is insane.
So Illuminati, as she's known, or Blair, she does... I think she kind of... focus a little bit on multi-level marketing brands, companies, but she does so much more in-depth videos on like other topics also. And she did one about the body shop recently, and I actually had a discussion with a body shop salesperson who is a area like leader for the MLM. And I was like, listen, you're English, so it's very new to UK. I think you think of Avon when you think of these kind of things. Think, oh, it's just this. I think it's more stable in America.
Good use of the word stable.
But here, not so much. And she was like, oh, actually, okay, let me check that out. And then, you know what else happened, sorry, to me this week?
What?
I was getting sent loads of screenshots from people on Facebook. Somebody went through all my Facebook followers on Facebook. On my page.
And tried to get them to join an MLM.
And tried to get them to join an MLM.
Come on.
And I was like, we both love Robert. Here's the thing. So I emailed her. I was like, could you not with my name?
Did you email them?
Yeah. And she was really nice back. She was like, oh yeah, sorry. I won't do that anymore.
And,
but surely
yeah.
she's a follower. She knows you. She would know.
Well,
your
that's
feelings.
What I said. I said I don't know if you know. I haven't. I've only mentioned it maybe two or three videos and on here. But I don't. I don't support multi-level marketing. And
does she know she's in
she
it?
She knows now. Yeah, she. I think she okay. knows now.
She's in an MLM.
Yeah, that was a very good episode. So listen to that if you can.
I might listen back to that one myself.
Yeah.
Oh, not so instant influencer. We talked more about our journey of becoming an influencer. Do you want someone asked me, and I don't know if we talked about this in an episode, but what was the moment we knew we were an influencer? We did answer that, didn't we?
You know what really
because it's not instant. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, did we talk about that?
I think we did. Let's refresh everyone's memory.
I can't even remember what I said.
I can't
there,
even
but
think
you know
now.
What? The moment a brand was like, we want to work with you, and the moment our management were like, listen, we're going to be your management, and we were like, okay,
that's fine.
That makes you feel a little bit more valued as an influencer.
I think seeing like our management and who else were on their books kind of thing, that it wasn't like, because I've had management before where it's like MCNs, like multi-channel networks trying to become management, and they represent thousands, hundreds of people. Even when management do that, it's a bit like, oh my god, you represent too many people.
You're right, exactly.
But seeing like the books and who they represent and the talent that we recognize here in the UK, I was like, oh shit, like this is actual happening.
Yeah. That's it, really. There isn't really anything. And when it just becomes your full-time job, I think that's it.
Yeah. One of our probably worst episodes was definitely don't but do not do this.
If you listen to that one, that was...
I'm so
talking.
Sorry.
Yeah, first of all, we're sorry. And if you've taken any advice from that and it's ruined your face, then it's not our fault. But that was basically an episode where we were like... This is what we tell everyone not to do, but also it's fine, do it. Is anything
but
else?
Also
is there
don't,
anything new like, that you've been like, oh, you know what? Do want to do this?
There actually isn't, no. Mm. I mean, on a more kind of like, on a really serious level, no, on a more like serious kind of like, the one thing I've noticed a lot nowadays is talking about layering skincare and a big trend in skincare was what you should and shouldn't mix kind of thing when there isn't nothing that you should or shouldn't.
Oh, does one thing not cancel out the other?
No. So products are pretty much formulated to work with skincare, right?
Oh, I didn't know this.
I think that's where a lot of the ideas that you should only use one brand for your whole skincare routine comes from, or you should only use this in the morning, you should only use this in the at night. You know, there are certain ways to layer your skincare, but also there isn't. You know, I think the best way to layer your skincare is to do thinnest to thickest, only because the thinnest tends to be hydrating and the thicker tends to be more occlusive.
Yeah.
So you don't want to put lighter stuff over occlusive layers because it can't get into your skin.
So when people are like, don't mix vitamin A and vitamin whatever retinol and don't mix this, you can?
So you can obviously go overboard doing actives and it can ruin your skin, but it completely depends how, like I've been using actives for like 5 years now. So I use BHA and retinol comfortably, like every other night. But if you're new to it, you shouldn't. But then it stems from like, you like shouldn't use niacinamide or vitamin C because they explode on your face or whatever the idea was. Comes from a study where they use the highest concentration of vitamin C and niacinamide that you'll never find in skincare. And they work absolutely fine together. But then it's just a more precaution kind of thing. So when people are saying, you know, don't mix these and don't mix that, it's more of like a... If you're new to skincare, you're not used to these actives and don't do it kind of thing. So definitely don't. Dissecting Drama. That's when we had Angelica on, a drama channel presenter, YouTuber. Do what I'm really into at the moment is watching drama within the drama channels.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
Oh my God.
They've like created their own like little... Drama community, yeah.
So many layers to drama. Where do you think that comes from, that even the drama channels can have their own drama between them?
I think it comes from good drama channels like Angelica doing their research, being neutral.
Yeah.
Versus people making up stuff to get views, not watching their legal mouths, and dragging other people into this by saying, oh, so-and-so said this, that's not true, or they copied all my info and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that obviously creates drama.
But it's super interesting. I find it quite funny, to be honest with you.
It's really strange how people like a good drama, like, or like a good bit of, like, they like to think there's drama, if that makes sense.
Well, like, this thing is, like, I would watch it, but I'd never comment and be like, well, have you thought of this, or so-and-so's
has,
doing this?
Has any, I think we spoke about, again, about this, I think we spoke about everything, but has anyone ever read into anything you've said that you really didn't mean anything?
Time.
People are like, oh, I see what you've done there. And it's like, I didn't.
People are like, the shade, yeah. It's like, timestamp, I don't know what you're talking about.
What are we referencing?
Yeah.
Somebody, I did a I did a review of Rare Beauty's eyeshadows recently.
Oh yeah,
and all the
Rare Beauty Selena Gomez.
Yeah, all the names of the shades were things like calming, relax yourself, all this kind of stuff. And I said, oh, it's kind of nice to have a palette that where the shades aren't called like slut bitch, something. And I think
semen donor.
Yeah, and I said something like money hungry or something like that. And people were like, oh, Robert said this after Jeffree Star released his green.
Oh Christ!
I was like, no, that's not. I was literally just saying that, like, a lot of people talk about like their money and talk about this kind of stuff, and it's like it's really trashy to
Lamborghini
so,
lady. Yeah,
exactly. So yeah,
it's very early 2000s.
Yeah, it's just really like to show off all your money and to show off all your stuff is very early 2000s to talk about it all. And now I think it's kind of trashy, to be honest. But yeah, like I didn't mean anything by, well, I guess I did then if that was the name of one of his shades in the palette, but
I don't know. There's always something. I feel like he's trademarked every single,
I know,
like pairing of words under the sun.
Yeah, literally.
You know?
So I was just saying that, but people are like, oh, and then what did I, oh, I can't remember. There's so many things.
What names would you, because I like palettes where the YouTuber has picked things that they say. It's like catchphrases that often don't even relate to the color.
Yeah.
What would be, give me three palettes. If you were to have a palette, what would your colors be?
Out of breath.
Out of breath? Watery mouth.
Watery mouth.
Yeah. Dribbling a lot.
Purple.
Purple. Number one, purple.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
no,
great...
I think I would have, does that make sense?
Does that make
which
sense?
Which would be one.
Yeah.
But it'll be clear.
Yeah. As we discussed, just Vaseline.
Yeah, just Vaseline.
That's kind of where we are. I think after that, we had cash grabs and candles, where we talked about candles a lot. Q&A, and then we talked about skin tones and textures. So, listen, you started full-time YouTube when? March this year?
No.
No?
No.
Has it been longer than a year?
Last year?
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
What would you say you've learned most about the industry? And yourself.
I've learned that I'm so much better.
Boo.
Than...
No. I'm actually really important.
I'm actually very important. And no. You know what? And again, I think I've said this before. I think I said everything before. What I've learned is I think that I can see why this job would change people at a younger age.
I was going to say this
at a younger stage. Mm-hmm. And I can see how people can get like a little bit greedy and a little bit money hungry. I say I can see that, like I understand it, but I can see the potential for it.
Because you're
to happen.
Falling down that.
I'm
you're throwing like fits about why not getting PR. Anyone...
No, I just feel left out. It's a part of me wonders whether it's part of it should be policed by YouTube.
What do you mean?
Say, for example, you can't become a YouTuber until you are 18, 19. Because you have,
well,
like, 17-year-olds out there who... Or people just come out of school, they make a YouTube channel.
Famous.
Arrogant as fuck.
But then is this not... I feel like YouTube is, like, a mini celebrity platform where people... The version of a celebrity nowadays is online celebrities. Mm. Like, do people really put a Hollywood actor to the same standard as they do a YouTuber or influencer nowadays? I think YouTubers are more popular.
I think they are, but I think
it feels very old-fashioned Hollywood versus something
but I
people
feel like
are fanatic
certain,
about.
I feel like because of YouTubers, and like I said before I got into it, I really wasn't into YouTube and things like that. I've kind of learned there's a certain expectation from YouTubers, and it's not positive expectations. Mm. It's when are they going to fuck up? When are they going to do this? And it's really it's kind of difficult to believe that someone won't. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, there's always somebody's like, okay, now I can't use this because this person said this. And
well, that's why, like, I was going to say, I'm glad we're doing this at, like, what is considered an older age 25. For an influencer at the age of 23. I'm glad we do this when we, you know, when we are in our 30s, yeah. Because, or like we've started gaining more, well, me personally, because you only started recently, but I started maybe when I was like 28, I can't remember. But I've only really had it as a full-time job in my 30s, because I do feel like if I was younger, first of all, the stress would get to me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like all the jobs I've had up to now, stress level wise, is nothing compared to... No, what do I mean? So all the jobs, I've had some very stressful jobs with like... I've never had a 9-to-5. It's been shift work. And I feel like all that has prepared me for this, like this is a lot more work mentally and not physically, because you're not running around London. You know, there's a lot to do all the time. So I do feel like I'm at an older age. I'm more able to cope with it. And it's more manageable. But then also at an older age, I don't let things like a subscribe account or money or success or whatever go to my head or make me think I'm a celebrity, which is what I feel like had I been 20 or like up to like 25, maybe I would have been like, do you know me? I'm James Welsh with a million sub count. You know, I'd be like, it would be a bit too much. And I do feel like the rate at which for younger people, they can become so internet famous so quick. But then so do other people. So their fame goes quite quick. Do you mean the stress of trying to keep hold of that as well? Must be a lot to take at a younger age.
I think it must be. And I think there's so much to think about within this job. I would be fine now if this was my peak of subscribers, if it's how it always was, if these were the jobs. Fine. Absolutely fine. Whatever. But to be younger and to constantly want acceptance and approval, and I think subscriber count can be considered acceptance and approval as well. I just think it must be really fucking stressful.
It must be.
But you know what? Another thing I've learned by doing this is, I think getting into it, I was getting nervous the more subscribers I was getting.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, what will people think of me when I hit this many, the more people see you? And I think when you hit 30, you're like, don't give a fuck what anyone thinks.
It's like you just don't care.
Right. But then a whole other world opens up, which is the world of YouTube and comments, and everyone can see what everyone thinks about you. You then have to get over that hurdle. I mean, it takes like a week, but you have to get over that hurdle of like, okay, now I'm over that, you know? So I think, definitely.
But then
definitely
I also think there's a problem as well as being older. Hate comments don't bother me. The kind of comments that bothers me are stupid comments where I'm like, this goes out really awful, but from much younger people, I'm like, listen, child, this is what I'm saying. Like, this is what this means. You know, open, you know, look at both sides. You know, it's trying to explain your life experiences within a comment and a comment that you've made to someone much younger. They're the kind of comments that bothers me. That I'm like, that I reply to. I'm like, no, this is what I mean. Or like, this is what you should take into consideration. And it's usually fine. They're usually like, oh no, I see that. Like, I get that. Thanks for explaining. So yeah, I feel like this is, I've always said before, I wish I started earlier, but I actually don't wish I did. I think this is the perfect timing.
Yeah. So I think just, you know, so
James, for people wanting to become an influencer.
Yeah, do a bit of
It's tough out there right now.
Oh, it's a tough market.
Yeah, I think there's so many people doing everything. And I think the only thing you can do is just do what everyone else is doing.
This is the thing. Like, jump on trends. I got into it last year doing makeup. Like, I mean, that's the most oversaturated thing ever. And I've managed to make it's my full-time job. So, I mean, if I can do it, anyone
can.
But, yeah, just be patient and don't keep talking about figures and shit like that.
Oh, God. There's, don't start. Yeah, when you start doing it, just be quiet. Get on with it. Don't be like, why is no one watching my videos? And I used to get this many views and now I'm not getting this. You know, like it takes time. Yeah. It takes time. Just be yourself.
Just be yourself. James, how do you think next year?
What are you asking me?
That was an open question.
Okay, yes. Listen.
Yeah.
New president of the United States. Right. COVID vaccine. It's the end of, you know, when everyone's like 2020, things are going to change. So rounded year.
Yeah.
Like 2020. Like things are going to change.
Yeah. I think that. Leave that alone.
Leave that. I think they are going to change now. Yeah. I think everything's looking promising.
Yeah.
Next year is going to be
yeah.
No, look, there's a lot of stuff happening towards the end of this year for us. Not lots. There's like one thing. but you know, God, you just don't know where the future's going to take you. I'm hoping next year we can actually meet people. This that is my dream, nice. Yeah. Is to have a meet and greet. I don't know if there's something we can go to. I don't know if there's like a, what are they called? Convention. I did some in the city once and it's kind of crap.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's kind of shit. But I was on like 200,000 subscribers and no one knew who I was. And I was like, why am I here? I was so confused. I did like a panel and I was like, why am I here? So yeah, you know, hopefully we get to actually meet people soon.
Yeah.
With COVID over.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
Hey, bring your dogs.
Bring your dogs. And we will see to them first.
Yes. So, yeah.
Robert, how do you think 2021?
I think it's going to be a laugh.
All right, that's the podcast finished. We'll end it there.
I think it's going to be a great time. Listen, let's just, listen, everyone just take a second and just be like, listen. Let's just deal, okay?
Yeah, let's just...
Come on.
Come on now.
Come on now.
Come on.
Listen.
Listen, look.
Calm down.
Come on.
Let's just let it be.
Yeah.
Let's let everything be.
Yeah. And that's how we're going to finish our 30 episodes of this podcast.
On that everyone, really good
everyone
advice.
Listen. Everyone listen.
Everyone listen.
I will see you then.
And we'll see you then.
Oh, I'm
you're presenting.
This. I'm presenting, sure. So, like we said, keep an eye on our social medias at the Double Cleanse Podcast on Instagram. Find our Twitter because we always forget what it is.
Yeah, people keep finding it. And we're like, oh, found it. Then we never save it.
Yeah,
we
we're like, oh, like, cool.
Yeah.
And just keep an eye out because we do have an announcement later on this week.
This week, Friday.
Friday, actually. Yeah. So we'll see you soon. We'll see you in December.
Yeah.
And also
January.
January starts the whole new season again.
Season two.
Hopefully. No, it won't be more organized. Who are we kidding? Yeah. We'll just meet back here and...
And do the same
thing. Do the same thing.
We just need a little bit of a break because Christmas is very busy.
Because
we want time off.
Yeah. It's busy with us doing nothing.
Exactly.
But thank you so much for all the support, actually, though. We haven't even talked, like, we...
Oh, my God, we haven't charted, even spoken about
how we
podcasted.
Yeah.
We hit number one.
In multiple countries.
In loads of different countries.
We still are.
We're
like, up and down. Yeah. There's countries on the list I've never heard
of
before.
Yeah, yeah. We featured on other podcasts as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been great. So thank you so much.
We didn't really think anything would happen, to be honest with you. But yes, thank you so, so much. Let's repeat that in January. I want you here, let's listening, episode one.
Look, listen, come back, episode one.
We want to be number one in general, not just in fashion and beauty.
Same energy, different season.
Yeah, same energy, different season, new year.
Exactly.
New year.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I've been Robert Welsh.
And I've been James Welsh from the internet.
And we will see you
soon. So, goodbye.
Goodbye. We'll be right back.